This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If it's not prying, could I ask how much you trust online reviews of a restaurant or a barbershop or anything else for that matter? You know, if you trust them a lot, this next story is for you. Yelp, the online review site, said today it's going to start putting out alerts on its web pages that read, "We caught somebody red-handed trying to buy reviews for this business." Marketplace's Queen of Kim has the cautionary tale.
Weeding out fake or purchased reviews isn't new to Yelp. The site has an algorithm that monitors its 30 million reviews regularly. It sweeps out bad reviews and highlights trusty ones. Vince Salito is the head of public affairs at Yelp.
And as a result, we display about 80% of the reviews that are submitted to our site to protect consumers from fake and shill review content.
That means 20% of the reviews submitted to Yelp aren't posted because, for the most part, they're fake or paid for. But recently, Yelp's team of crack investigators took its sleuthing to the real world.
We noticed some advertisements on places like Craigslist and elsewhere where business owners were offering to pay money in exchange for people to write them positive reviews.
And so Yelp employees posed as elite reviewers and answered the job listings. The status of elite reviewer is awarded to people who've done lots of reviews.
And we saw that some business owners were willing to pay large sums of money, especially for reviews written by elite folks.
Yelp caught more than a dozen companies in the sting. They included a moving company and a jewelry store. And now those businesses have a warning label saying they've been caught red-handed. Bing Liu is a professor of computer science at the University of Illinois in Chicago. He researches fake reviews. So you think it's going to work?
Yeah, I think it's going to work. Make the store very, very careful.
Because stores know that if their reviews are exposed as fakes, customers won't shop there. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.